Hola, hola, guerreros, and namaste, warrior nation. It's Lady DMC here. Thank you for joining us on another adventure on Talk With Us Tuesdays, brought to you by Silent Warrior Chronicles. Desi Girl and I appreciate the love and support to all these important mental health discussions. Warriors, please don't forget to like and subscribe to SWC on your favorite podcast hosting platform, and also leave us your review. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy today's episode.
Godmother is not here yet, thank God. And this month, actually this week, we're gonna be talking about Fairy Godmother.
Don't ruin my evening.
Fairy Godmother! We were just speaking about you.
Hello, Beastie.
Hi, Fairy Godmother. So where's Pinto?
I left him back in the moors. I decided to travel on my own today.
Do you have all?
I left him taking care of all those humans that were in the entrance of the moors, so he'll figure
wonderful.
Out for me.
So when you start losing fairy dust, I will be left to deal with you.
If you want to get to the entrance, just follow what I left. I already started spewing. I mean, I had three invaders following me. They were this close to becoming worms.
What happened to the days when you were this warrior princess and you were like fighting caves? Or when you're an assassin, like, why can't we just be normal again?
Because I don't belong with the humans.
All right, if you guys haven't figured out what we're talking about, we're talking about Angelina Jolie. Or, how do you say Angelina Jolie in the French? Because you can say it.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, and her last name is Voigt at one point, right?
Yes, that's her birth last name.
Yes. So, this week we're going to be talking about all Angie. But we're going to twist a little bit. We've already done like three or four episodes where we've really talked about her.
And her life.
Yes. But y'all know I'm not a big Angie fan. She is. So we're going to test her. You ready?
I think so.
All
right. Let's do this.
So I am going to get my handy dandy pink cell phone, just like Aurora. And I'm going to open up my next. So first we're going to play charades. We played this for the past 2 years now, I believe, with me not remembering vocabulary words. Now we're going to play the Angie version. You ready?
I think so, and I hope I do her proud. Let's see how much I can do. I'm not infallible, okay? I'm going to give it my all here.
Okay. So,
channeling my inner Angie fan.
Not Angie fan. You need to channel Angie.
Let's do this. And...
Alright, hold on. Pause scene. So we both have dressed up as an Angie character. She's dressed up as one, I've dressed up as another. Throughout this episode, watch us, how we act, what we do, and then at the end we'll actually disclose who we've dressed as. I know what she has dressed as, she doesn't know what I've dressed up as. Uh-uh. Alright. So, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're gonna play charades. And the rules are she's going to ask for a hint, and I give her one hint every time she gives me. She asks, I want a hint. And if she doesn't, that is one worm.
Hopefully the moors won't have too many worms by the end of this. I might leave the humans without any population. I'm sorry. You guys will enjoy the moors, and hopefully you'll learn how to crawl on your belly.
All right. You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's do this.
Okay, so, first person. You want a hint?
Yes.
I am a female.
Okay.
What if she's been placed? No, we don't know. You ready for next one?
Yes.
I like to march to the beat of my own drum.
I think I might have it. Okay.
My wild side is what caused my doom.
Gia.
Ding, ding, ding!
Once you said I'm a wild child, I knew it. I'm like, yeah, I knew that one. Yeah.
Okay, next. I'm a female.
Of course.
Has she ever played a male? No, right?
In Salt, she disguised as a male.
Okay. One of my weapons I used in this movie, I am an expert at.
Knives. Okay.
You want another hint? Or do you know?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yay! Then I need to work this hard. I spent like hours doing this.
I know she has a knife collection. That was easy.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I am a female.
Of course.
My story is the first of its kind.
Give me another one.
I am a queen, just not the traditional one.
Maleficent.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. I'm a female. I expressed interest in wanting to star in this movie and asked if there was a character I could play.
Give me another hint.
Many mental health worries related to my character.
Girl Interrupted.
No?
Nope. Okay, keep going.
I advocated for all the LGBT. Final hit.
Uh-huh.
I'm very disappointed that you didn't bring this one up. I have a form of Alzheimer's.
Oh my god.
One of your favorites. You spent $50 watching it.
Oh, Eternals.
Fun fact, people. Homegirl over here not only watched it in Espanol on opening day, but she came to America and spent $50 to go see this movie in English.
Oh my
and
god.
And she couldn't even guess it. I honestly thought you would have gotten many mental health worries related to my character.
Damn. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Eternals.
So you know. One worm. Who is the unlucky fellow? Turn him into worms. Alright.
I can't believe I didn't get that one.
No.
Oh my god.
Okay, now I feel a little bit better that I wasted all this time. It was hard.
That one was hard. That one was hard.
Okay, so I'm a female.
Mm-hmm.
Ariadna does not agree with how my hair was in this movie.
Oh, good lord. Okay.
I agreed to do this movie because I love cars.
Oh! Gone in 60 seconds.
Ding, 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 ding. I would have thought you would have known by the second hint.
Where she has the dreadlocks. Yeah.
Yes, and you knew I hated her hair in that movie.
Yeah.
All right, next one. I am a female.
Mm-hmm.
I play a rebel.
Okay.
I play a cold-hearted bitch.
Girl Interrupted.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. I am a female.
Mm-hmm.
Ariadna loves how my hair was in this movie.
I might have an idea. Mm-hmm.
My aura for this character was distant and unattainable.
The tourist?
You want more hints?
Yeah, you know them.
My role was to train someone.
Her role was to train someone?
Train or mentor.
Oh, wanted.
Ding, 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 ding. How do you not know that? You know that I love her hair in that movie. How do you not know that?
Oh my god. Train or mentor someone. I'm like, oh, yeah, she trains Leslie. Okay, go.
Okay, so we only have one worm so far. This is really good. Okay. Next. I'm a female. I play an American.
Fault.
Nope.
Damn it. Keep going.
I quickly marry in this movie.
Oh. Keep going.
I betray my hubby but end up staying with him.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Nope.
You betray your hubby.
I betray my hubby, but end up staying with him. I have one more.
Uh-huh.
This movie takes place in Cuba.
I don't know that one.
I am very disappointed in you right now.
Uh-uh.
Original Sin.
Oh, shit.
So disappointed right now. All right, turn someone into a worm.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't get that one.
These are two movies.
You made that one hard. What
and the
that hell?
Really? Did
I yeah, one? You did.
I would have thought you would forget.
No, that one was hard.
Did you know play American? That one
too. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm a female. I play a Brit.
The tourist?
Yes.
She plays a lot of Brits though.
Good job. My other hints were I bamboozled a mathematician. I'm on a string operation to bring someone to justice, and Scotland Yard is trying to find me.
Yeah.
All right. Final. This one, I don't know if you've even seen this movie. We've never spoken about it. I thought you would have gotten all of these by now. So I feel really bad about this. So please don't get mad.
Oh my God.
All right. I am a female. Mm-hmm. I play an American socialite.
Okay.
I live in England.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my job at the art gallery and leave my sheltered life to work for a refugee camp.
Is it Beyond Borders?
Yes! She could get that one, but she couldn't get Eternals? Original Sin?
I know!
Alright, good job. So,
two worms.
Yes, two worms. Alright, so the next game...
I'm helping the human population. I'm being kind, okay? Maleficent's having a little bit of a heart here.
Okay. So, the next one is, I'm going to say quotes, and she's going to tell us the character name, the movie, and if you have a fun fact about the movie, because you're filled with them, or why you did or didn't like the movie. So, tell us if you did or did not like the movie.
Okay. Even if I have a fun fact, like, say why?
No, if you didn't like it and you didn't have a fun fact for it, because I know you don't have fun facts for every little thing.
Yeah.
So just mix it up.
Okay.
We don't want to get bored.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't come to this planet to cower behind walls.
I didn't come to this planet to cower behind walls. That sounds like Eternals to me.
Yeah. So what was her name in there?
Thena.
Do you have a fun fact?
It's actually the first time, even though both of these ladies have been in the industry forever and a day, it's the first time her and Salma Hayek ever met. They had never bumped into each other before. Angie's very, she's very private. She doesn't like to go to parties or anything, so this was the first time she was actually casted with her.
Oh yeah, and drink of the month is milkshakes from Mooya. So I have peanut butter cup, and you have?
Strawberry. Rocking the strawberries.
Yep. All right, I'm just gonna hold my milkshake because I'm thirsty.
Ditto.
All right, next one. And let me finish, okay? Because I worked really hard on these like things.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mistress, what? I have a little bit of news. Well, on with it. Nothing of real consequence, and certainly no reason to overreact. It's just that Prince has disappeared. No, Philip has. Yellow fever. No, wait. Leprosy. No, mistress. Prince Philip has asked Aurora if she's infected. Don't ruin my morning. Please stay calm.
Of course, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Yay! Any fun facts? Oh, wait. I forgot to ask. Do you like Eternals? Was it a favorite?
Love Eternals. Cool. Absolutely. And it's funny because that's actually the reason why I love that movie, because I related to it, being a warrior myself, and I didn't get it when you gave that clue. I'm like,
Wait, what were your guesses again?
For that one?
I don't think you guessed.
I said Girl Interrupted.
No.
I thought it was Lisa.
How is Lisa helping people? Have you seen her?
A lot of people can relate, though.
I know, that's true. A lot of people with personality disorders can relate to her. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, did you like Maleficent, Mistress of Evil?
Yes.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
And do you have a fun fact, or do you want to tell us why you like it?
I think this one's very special. I like it because it's our story. It's a movie that we share that we really like, and that each of us can relate to in a different way. Being able to share that with my sister is why it makes it one of my favorite movies. I love it.
I like the first one. I feel like the first one's more my and second one's more.
But it's still the series that we share.
Yes.
So... Definitely.
Cool. Alright. Next one. Alright. Person one. I'm feeling nauseous. Person two. Well, me being the team player, I guess I can help you with that. Person one. I do not have sex with men. I have seen shit in the woods. Person two. Get the fuck out of here. I have the same rule. Person one. You don't have sex with men who shit in the woods?
And of course it's Those Who Wish Me Dead, and she plays Hannah in that one.
Okay, so did you like it?
I love that movie. I love it. Fun fact about that one.
Or it could be why you loved it. You don't have to.
She actually did that movie. Well, it was many years after her divorce, but she said she could relate to that movie a lot because there's a lot of stuff that she's just told herself, just get through the fire, just get through the damn fire, which is exactly what Hannah had to do in that movie. Literally and figuratively. With her guilt of seeing the kids die because of her. Or so she thought.
And also, one thing that we actually talked about in the podcast when we did that, I think it was season two or something,
mm-hmm.
is when that kid was like, wow, you're like super skinny or something, and she's mm-hmm. like, no, I'm lean.
I'm lean, buddy, I'm lean.
Yep. I think that's really interesting that she acknowledged her eating disorder in a sense in that movie.
I'm pretty sure she knows.
Alright, next. So far, we're doing good. I lost my spot. Hold on. Okay, fine. Do you see that fisherman? He goes out every day, comes back every night, hardly catches any fish. What keeps him from going insane? From being so tired of it all? What is it we all don't
by the sea?
Mm-hmm. What's her character name?
Oh god, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Oh, I almost forgot her name in that movie.
I was like, oh Lord. Did she just watch the movie recently? You mm-hmm. watched it the other day.
Mm-hmm. She channeled her mom for her character, actually.
Did she? I thought she lost a kid in that movie.
She did, but the way that she acted, like, the very elegant, very prim and proper, that was her mom. That was, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's why she was able to cry so easily in that movie. For all the crying, see, she had recently lost her, so it was very easy for her to channel those emotions.
But, okay, so I have a question. So Brad Pitt's in this movie with her.
Yes.
I've seen this movie. I had seen this movie before you had. I was very surprised you hadn't seen this movie. Mm-hmm. But I had seen it after we talked about you debunking the home wrecking situation that I had in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But the arguments that they had in that movie, I just feel like it was like a sign to us that are fans that their marriage was doomed. Like, do you feel like, I don't know, around the time span that movie was filmed, do you feel like they were having issues?
I'm pretty sure they were. I mean, I'm pretty sure things weren't perfect. However, with her, it's very hard to know. You don't know until, like, the end result. Because even if they were struggling or whatever, which we obviously know they were, because they're no longer together, like, 7 or 8 years, going on, like, 7 years now. But every time they asked them that, after they did get divorced, they said, were you guys showing exactly what was happening at home? And she's like, no, this is what the fans think, but no, it wasn't channeling our real dynamic. That was just all character. But with her, you'll never know. She's not going to tell you.
All right, next. So, do I look like a sir to you? That's person one. Person two. From head to toe. I'm surprised they didn't call you Your Majesty. I like person one. I like the ring of that. I think I'd prefer Your Majesty.
Salt.
Mm-hmm. And what was her name?
Evelyn Salt.
Okay. Did you like the movie?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, that's Johnny Depp, right? No. It was supposed to be Johnny Depp, right?
No. Johnny was supposed to play, Mr. Smith. He was supposed to play John Smith.
Would have saved her years of turmoil.
I know. I just like everything that has action. I think she's very much a very diverse actress, but I think her best genre and where she shines, besides like Disney films, like with Maleficent and stuff, is action films. So I really liked seeing her work with the weapons and do her thing in Salt. I love it.
Okay. All right. Next. It's the Roman god Janus. My mother gave it to me when I was little. She wanted to teach me that people have two sides, a good side, a bad side, a past, a future. And that we must embrace both in someone we love. And I try.
The Tourist, and she played Elise Clifton Ward.
Good job.
I think I really like her elegance. Like, her outfit, her hair, she's just so put together in that movie.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I'll add this one in there. She said she felt like a kid playing dress up. Cause
really?
Because she doesn't really dress like that.
No, I could see that. So, she doesn't dress that proper.
She's like, they put on the gloves and the big, like, trench coat, and I was just like, what?
I think it's, but that one has Johnny Depp in it, right?
Yes.
So this is actually Johnny Depp's birthday month as well, right?
Yep, 5 days after Angie's.
Yes, so Captain Jack, love you in that. They should not replace you. But anyway, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Johnny. We love you, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Or Willy Wonka. He has good Willy Wonka too. Anyway, they need to open a Willy Wonka chocolate.
And Mad Hatter.
Oh,
he does
yeah.
a good Mad Hatter.
How could I forget something? The life story right now. I also wonder. Jumping down those rabbit holes. All right, next. We don't know how far the ripples of our decisions will go. We will kill one, maybe save a thousand. That's the code of the fraternity. Blah. That's what we believe in, and that's why we do it.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to play Fox.
This is, okay, people, her hair is gorgeous. Post picture. It is, this is like hashtag goals for me.
Hashtag hair goals?
Yes. My God, her hair looks marvelous.
And we'll talk about my herbals at the end, but yes.
Yes.
Fun fact, she did this movie after having a baby.
Which baby?
I believe she had just had Shiloh.
Oh, I was gonna say after the twins, I was like.
No, I believe she had just had Shiloh not too long before that movie. And she was still able to do all that.
And she did her own,
Oh, she loves to do her own stunts. Like, sometimes they have to tell her, Angie, it's not that we don't want you to do it. It's just we're not going to let you for insurance purposes.
Sounds like me and you. I want to do things. You're like, you know, I know you can do it. Let's just not do it.
Oh, if it was her, she'd do her own thing. She wouldn't even need a double.
I know. I feel you, girl. I feel you. We don't need nobody. Okay. Next. Why are you laughing?
We don't need nobody.
We don't need nobody. We got ourselves.
Oh.
I don't need a man to make me happy. Oh. I do need a man to make me happy. I'm a very lost child.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a damsel in distress. I'm really a damsel in distress. People call you a damsel in distress. I am actually the true damsel in distress here.
You are a princess.
I am. But I'm proud of my princessness. I get taken care of. I'm well kept by you and Sunny. And Diaball. He keeps like, homeboy, take care of fashion. It has nothing to do with Angie, though.
Yeah, go for it.
So, for my birthday, which was 2 months ago, homeboy was working, like, hella late. Mm-hmm. I felt like he only had, like, what, 30 minutes of sleep? 45 minutes of sleep?
About, roughly.
He came, brought her, like, all dolled up for me, and let us, like, have our night, like, even though he was dying from sleep. And he, like, he wasn't blah. Like, he entertained us, was joking around with us. So, super, like, thankful to have all for
him.
Take you on for the team.
That's my babe for you.
All right, next. Everything you saw, I wanted you to see. Go.
Yeah. Taking lives.
Yes, and what was her name? You better know this name.
I know. Hold on, I'm trying to remember it. I'm drawing a blank.
Don't give your head.
It's on the tip of my tongue. This is so annoying. Give me a hint.
Selma. Selma talks about this. She shares a story about this. And you told me that that's how I tell stories too.
Oh. My God.
Isabel, you better get this. Oh my God, you better.
Why am I blinking? Oh my God.
It starts with an I.
Ileana.
Good job.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Lord.
Once you said I am like, there you go.
Okay. Ready? This might make you cry. So get you.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Warrior Nation, Lady DMC here. As a warrior myself, I understand how overwhelming it can be to find a good therapist in one's area, especially now during these unprecedented times. I'm happy to say that BetterHelp is here to assist. BetterHelp is a great way to find and connect with therapists and have access to them at your fingertips. No more struggling to make appointments or checking traffic times or feeling nervous about going to a therapist's office. BetterHelp makes it easy to start taking care of your mental health journey in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Start your mental health recovery journey today by signing up for BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Silent Warrior Chronicles listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/SWC. That's betterhelp.com/SWC.
So people, this is something that we have not forgiven her for. Well, I
oh Lordy.
I will not ask your forgiveness because what I have done to you is unforgivable. I was so lost in hatred and revenge. Sweet Aurora, you stole what was left of my heart. True fact. And now I have lost you forever. I swear no harm will come to you as long as I live, and not a day shall pass that I don't miss your smile.
Maleficent.
So this is my story.
Yes. It's the first Maleficent.
And this is really like a big integral part of our friendship.
Yep.
This quote, because what a lot of people don't know is she does seem like the sweet, innocent, prim and proper girl, but in actuality, there were a lot of walls. Are you crying? Oh my God, why are you? Maleficent doesn't cry. Remember, Diabolus, like, keep it together.
Pull yourself together.
But it really does. Like, I mean, we've done some nasty things to each other. At the end of the day, we've had to put our foot down and say, look, enough is enough. Do we want this friendship or not? And I mean, there's been things done and said that probably unforgivable, but we just kind of...
And that shows, again, I keep going back to the same thing, my protectiveness over you. Like how she... No, what is it that I always tell you? And I made you a gif about that.
No.
Bestia will always protect you.
Yeah.
And I told you. And isn't I think your wallpaper is that, isn't it?
Yeah. And yours is the other one, the one mm-hmm. I made you. We made each other wallpaper. That's how odd we are.
Yep. And it's that phrase, no harm will ever come. I swear to you, no harm will ever come to you as long as I live. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason why we made a wallpaper for each other was because we were being separated against our will.
Pretty much.
She was going to another
continent, different country.
She was going to another country with an expired passport. That's a whole other thing. But anyway, so we had like a song for each other. I sent her a song. Mm-hmm. She sent me a song. She paid like close to $1,000 to have roaming charges so we could talk on the phone. It was really bad.
I had to really make sure bad. We had connection.
And then like even like Diaval's phone, like he had to keep it handy because she has your phone.
Exactly.
We had to use, because you guys were in two different carriers at the time. It was like a whole thing.
It was a mess.
Moral of the story. And then there was like a Northern Light situation that was green, but then it was named Aurora.
Aurora Borealis. You're like, this is a sign. That we're not supposed to be separated.
You're like, oh my God. But you believe me, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was meant to be.
All right, let's get back. Oh, did you share a fun fact or whatever?
Oh, well, this fact is just cute. It's cute, but everybody knows it. Vivian played the mini Aurora.
Yes.
And I love that.
And I am Maleficent in that scene.
Up.
I'm like, go away. And then you're like, up. And I'm like, just go, please. And then I pick you up, and I'm like, yes. How can I help you with your clinginess? Okay. And let's go back into the edge. There's this huge space between us, and it just keeps filling up with everything that we don't say to each other. What's that called?
Marriage. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Jane Smith.
Yep. You have plenty of fun facts.
Johnny was supposed to be John Smith. It wasn't supposed to be Brad Pitt.
I think that would have been a better... I think they would have been a much better fit because Johnny Depp has that vibe.
They did their chemistry in The Tourist was amazing. So I agree that they would have done really well in this series.
She would have been good 10, 15 years later.
Well, that's the thing. She did say fun fact too, from her own mouth. She falls in love when making movies.
I know, I remember that. I was going to actually add that to one of my things when I was announced about it.
Yep.
Yeah. But, people, fun fact, this is actually your and Dia Valla's love story.
It is.
And, I think it was in an interview she talked about that Mr. and Mrs. Smith is supposed to remind couples that have been together for a very long time to, like, get to know each other. And I feel like us being in a relationship for a decade now, you've been married, what, two of it? Three of it?
Going on two.
Yeah, two of it. And then me being engaged for, like, half of it, pretty much. I feel like you were engaged half of your relationship too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
We just take our time with this. Like, we're like, oh, no worries.
We roll slow here.
Right? But I think it's really cool because we do have talks behind the scenes about needing to get to know one another because we do change and evolve. But we also had to do that because we aren't those girls from German class.
The girls who met each other in their 20s.
Yeah.
There's different paths that we've taken. There's been growth. There's been changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, just as people, that's the only way to keep relationships successful is to understand that it's human to change. It's human. And if you truly love the person, whether it be as a sister, as a friend, whatever it is, you're going to roll with those changes with the person.
Yeah.
It's just getting to know that person again, you know?
No, I agree.
Like, when we met again, like, for this whole venture, this whole journey, I had to learn who you were again.
Yeah, and vice versa. To learn who you... Well, I feel like I kind of, like, lucked out in that department because you decided, JK, I'm not that girl no more. I'm like, all right, cool. Don't have to get to know you. All of us can get to know you now. But we'll talk more about that. Actually, I won't talk about it. She's going to talk about it in Hello from the Moors, which your first... post went up this Monday, right? This past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting off topic a little bit.
Yeah.
Check it out, people. It is right after my segment. She posts the Hello from the Moors.
Hope you guys enjoyed. I put my heart and soul into that one. You guys wanted to know the Dark Fang? Here she is.
All right. Let's get back to how many worms we have left. We only have two so far, so that's good. All right. This is not a love story, but it's a story about love. About those who give in into it and the price they pay, and those who run away from it because they're afraid or because they do not believe they're worthy of it. She ran away and he gave in.
Oh my god. Oh, Original Sin.
Hmm? What was her name?
Why am I blanking out on her character name?
You should know that.
Julia. Yeah. Julia Vargas.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is a spicy movie.
Very European style.
But it's... Don't they offer in Spanish? I feel like that movie's in Spanish now, too.
I don't know. I've only seen it in English.
So I watched it in Spanish. That's where I
had originally seen it. Did
you? Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, this must be a Spanish movie. But then I was like, she speaks Spanish? And she doesn't.
But if you see European movies, like the way that this one is, it's very much their style. They're way more open.
Oh, yes.
Very.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hashtag goals over here, people.
Very spicy.
Yes, they are. You said it like Selma. That's how she says it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Bye. Ready? The next one? To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Think back to, I would say the 90s, because we were kids.
Give me another hint. Do you have another hint?
This is someone you channel frequently. You know, I'm very disappointed today, Isabel. This is like a disaster. This is
supposed to be. Oh my god. It's not Gia, is it?
No. Maybe it wasn't then. No, it had to be. Because I remember playing a video game.
Tomb Raider.
Yes.
Once you said video game, I'm like, Tomb Raider. There you go.
Yes.
Lara Croft.
That's correct.
Or Lady Lara Croft.
Okay, next one.
Why did I really like that movie?
Yes.
Love her hair.
Yes.
Her hair's...
You just love it. Was that really her hair though? Right? It was.
Yeah,
her,
yeah she let it grow that long.
Oh, girl. Look, I'm 2 seconds away from cutting mine. I can deal with it.
Oh, no. We're going in opposite directions. Like, see, she's the yin to my yang. She wants to go shorter. I'm going long. I'm going down to my behind.
But it takes you longer to grow your hair, and I can grow my hair pretty quickly.
True.
So, true. Me cutting my hair isn't really much of a thing for me. It's just summer maintenance is easier for me.
Fair enough.
All right, next one. Nature is about balance. All the world comes in pairs. Yin and yang. Right and wrong. Men and women. What's pleasure without pain?
You made it hard.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think it's really obvious. Honestly, I went through IMDb and it's these are common, like, lines.
Give me a hint.
I send a gif of this to you all the time when I'm in a bad mood.
When you're in a bad mood?
Yeah, that I woke up. What is that?
Oh, Tomb Raider?
Yeah. But which one?
Is it The Cradle of Life?
Yes. Do you like that one? Which one do you prefer, the first one or second?
I really like the one where her dad shows up. That's the one that John Voight's in. I think
how weird is that? Her dad's in that.
I think that scene with her and her dad, like, really touched me. I like that scene.
I actually thought that was weird.
That's John Voight.
I know. I had to go back to do all these things. Just because I remember us talking about it. I'm like, oh, that's her dad.
And it was really cute because they actually reconnected through that movie. And I'm like, aw.
Yeah, how many years? It was like a long time. They were talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were distant for
years.
Forever and a day. Yeah.
All right. So the next one I'm about to say, trigger warning. If you are easily triggered, please do not listen to it.
Fast forward.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys like a few seconds before I say it so that you can fast forward.
Let's give you guys 5 seconds to fast forward.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. You know, there's too many buttons in the world. There's too many buttons and they are just... There's just too many just begging to be pressed. And they're just begging to be pressed. And you know, they're just begging to be pressed. And it makes me wonder. It really makes me fucking wonder. Why doesn't anyone ever press mine?
Girl interrupted.
This is my personal hero.
Lisa Rowe.
Yes. Just really need to get my hair out there. Did I do a good job?
You did great.
I wanted to be a bitch.
No, you actually did really good. I like that.
That is a true quote, people. There aren't a lot of buttons. No, people just like...
Hey, Hollywood, I mean... this girl with the camera, I mean...
The camera loves the... I love the camera. I love the attention.
It's a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, guaranteed.
Oh my gosh, yes. And then you will be there with me. And then I'm gonna... What is it? Pop and snap, like...
Please remember us little people.
Oh my god. Why are you talking about little people? You would be famous with me, silly. This movie is just one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, if you want to work in mental health, I will tell you right now, do not go into mental health until you watch this movie and you can tolerate Angie's character.
Isn't it a wreck anyway? Isn't it a prereq that you have to watch?
I've watched it quite a few times. I watched it when I was in undergrad a few times. I watched it during grad school. Heck, this movie actually saved me in grad school because I was like, okay, this is what I have to do. But I also, I know people who are social workers and therapists that have never seen the movie.
Really?
They didn't even know Angelina Jolie was in it.
Really?
Yeah, they did. And what's her name? Brittany Murphy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't know Brittany Murphy was in it either. But I think if you cannot tell, if anything inside you starts fluttering when you watch Lisa Rowe, do not become a therapist, because literally that's what your life will become. Especially if you work in inpatient. I've worked in inpatient.
I wonder if I would be a good social worker then, or a good therapist, because yeah. I actually like the movie. I love the movie.
It's triggering to me now. I wasn't triggering to me when I think after working in the sector that I was in, I think it really triggers things for me now, but before I was just like, oh, you bitch. Like, you little thing, trying to get people not to take their meds. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, isn't this the first one that she got, like, was it an Oscar or an Academy Award?
She, yeah, it was her first award. Which is weird, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Of all movies she's done thus far, this was
Girl
the one.
Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted. Lord, people. But you actually have a fun fact about this movie, because what's her face? The other chick that was in the movie with her. They didn't talk for a long time.
Yes. So Angie is a method actress, and she knew that Lisa, thank you for reminding me, she knew that Lisa was supposed to feel some type of way towards Susanna, and she knew that if they created any type of friendship or whatever, it would get her out of the mindset that she needed, so she kept her distance from Winona. And everybody was, they started the rumor, like, Winona and Angie don't like each other, and Angie's being picky to Winona, this and that. It's not true, it was her method acting process, so that when they went on set, she could literally channel and be Lisa. And not see Susanna as her friend, but see Susanna as the character. And then after the movie, they connected, yeah.
Alright, for those that did not listen to this, we're gonna, I guess, 5, 4, 3, so that they know they can listen again.
Y'all can come back now.
Yeah, come on back, people.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're back! Alright. That was my favorite one, by the way. Sorry, those of you that are too missing my acting. All right, next one. I've got two jobs. I've discovered that you have to work twice as hard when it's on.
Of course, it's gone in 60 seconds. So yes. She played Slay.
Yes, with her ugly hair.
I actually like that hair.
I don't like it. It's not okay.
The only thing, okay. I love the movie. I've said a lot of positive things. Now, one thing that I...
Don't judge people. We forgot to get a spoon before this. Go ahead.
All good. You enjoy your peanut butter, boo. The only thing that I don't like, sorry, Angie, I love you, but the only thing I don't like in that movie is her hair color.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. It's not the dread,
I love the dreadlocks, but...
It's not that, it's her hair color. I don't like it.
It's the reason being, let me explain myself. All my Angie, my other fellow Angie fans, don't come at me. The reason being is because homegirls like me, my boo, she, you know, she's pale like me. So when you're fair skinned and you have light hair like that, it kind of washes you out. That's why in Salt she stood out so much, is because she did the dark black dye. As a brunette and with dark hair, like, her skin tone glows. I just think she stands out a little.
Also, I'd like to do a poll. Say yes or no. Do you think she'd look good with black hair? Because you already have dark brown hair.
Yeah.
I think black hair would really make you pop.
I'd like to try it. I'd be interested in.
Because Diablo has black hair, I have black hair. Sunny has black hair.
I'm the only brunette.
Oh, another fun fact. You're the only light one out of all of us.
Yeah.
Like, that's the hilarious part. We're all, like, dark and you're light. Like.
Ooh. By the way,
what?
Babe's family, they're almost done with their pool. So I'm going to be tanning this up. Get myself some color.
Don't get burned, girl. Don't get burned. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
All right. God gave me men's brains. God gave men brains larger than dogs so they wouldn't hump women's legs at cocktail parties. This one I feel like you might not.
I don't recognize that one.
Have you seen this movie? I don't know if you've seen this movie then.
What movie is
it? Hackers. Have you seen Hackers?
That's the movie I'm not really into.
This one's in the trailer too. I took it from the trailer. All right, well, Hackers. So this is actually, people, her least favorite Angie movie ever.
It's not because of her acting. It's just, I think it's the theme, you know.
But you're married to a game.
I know, and I'm married to someone who's very techie, very knowledgeable. Yeah. Fun fact, he's actually the one that does our setup here for our vlog and our podcast and everything. And it's just...
Yeah, I would have thought you would have at least... I like that movie. No, I don't like the movie. Let me rephrase. I love it because I think she should have stayed with Johnny Lee Miller. I think they're making an adorable couple, and I even see him now as friends. Their kids play together. I think he's a great guy. That's why I like her. Because that's their little thing. She really does fall in love with all her posters.
She does. She does. She says, I fall in love when I make movies.
Okay. Next one. This may be triggering. It's not as triggering as the previous one, so I'm not going to do the countdown. But if you are
triggering. Just a little disclaimer.
Yeah, this one I don't know if it'll trigger. But a life is like a book. A book is like a box. A box has six sides, inside and outside. So how do you get what's inside? How do you get what's inside? Out. Once upon a time, there lived a very pretty girl who lived in a beautiful box, and everybody loved her.
Gia.
Yes.
Gia, she played Gia Marie Carangi.
I didn't know Gia was an actual person.
She was the first supermodel.
I know, I didn't know that until I was looking stuff up. Like,
oh, I have. That is one of my favorite movies.
I think that movie's very cool.
I love that movie. I love it. I love it because, I don't know, it just really shows her acting skills. How much she can pull from herself and put it on the screen. And that's one of the reasons why it hit her so hard to play that movie. After that movie, she did hire a hitman. We almost lost her after that movie, guys. Just saying.
And if you want to hear a little bit more about that story, we actually did talk about that on the podcast.
We did.
So go to season 2, episode... It's Angelina Jolie part 1, right?
I believe so.
Listen to part 1 or part 2. I don't remember. It was a while ago. But we do talk a lot of these facts that she's actually bringing up, we do talk about in depth. So if you want to know a little bit more, go to the podcast. It's still up.
Yeah, it is. It is. All the seasons are up for you guys
to
enjoy.
She deals with the podcast. I don't. So I don't know what's going on ever. I just come here to star.
She just sits here. It looks pretty.
All right. Next. Shifu loved Tai Lung like he had never loved anyone before or since. And now he has a chance to make things right, to train the true dragon warrior. And he's stuck with you, a big fat panda who treats it like a joke.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Tigress.
Yes. Have you seen that movie? No, right?
I've seen clips and I've seen behind the scenes of them voice acting.
Yeah, she was hella pregnant.
She had her twins.
Yeah, I know, she was hella pregnant. I remember what's his face was like doing makeup.
Jack Black?
Yes.
Very cute. I remember like on the red carpet they have pictures like belly to belly.
Yeah.
Very cute, yeah.
I think, and I love how this whole cast like really was there for her. Because she did mention oftentimes like when they had long hours like and the twins were kicking, like she would be peeing herself and like it was really bad for her. And I remember like just the staff. The cast was amazing. Like, hey, do you need to take a break? Like, it's cool. We can do it from home. And I think some of it she actually did from home. She recorded from home because she, like, couldn't come to the studio.
No, and by the time she was on the carpet, if she was that pregnant, I can see why.
She grew.
Yeah.
But anyway. This is a quote about my life. I'm
Shark Tale.
Yeet.
Lola.
Yeah. People, we love to show you our acting skills. All right. And action. Hey, doll. You got a name?
You want to tell me what it is?
Mine's Lola. We do this everywhere we go and embarrass our guys. So, if you ever see us, please stop by. So, Shark Tale. I'm afraid of the car wash. I don't know if you know that. I have a phobia. I can't go in the car wash.
No way.
Yes. No, yeah, I'm really scared of the car wash. I have this fear. Have you ever seen Final Destination?
No.
Have you ever seen those movies? Okay. So it's pretty much like freak accidents where people die. And so
You're afraid you're gonna die in the car wash.
Yes, like what if the machine starts swinging through my window and like my car is like 90% window anyway now, so it's like, I'm like really bad. So anyway.
Fun fact, that happened to my uncle.
What? See, impossible. Do you see this? Like,
you left the window.
Oh no, but I don't leave my window. I'm not that bad. But the thing, like, I'm scared it's gonna go crashing. Or what if the whole machine falls on top of you? Or what if you get stuck in there? Like, what if I have to go potty? Like, if I have to go potty, I can just open the door and be like, welcome to the car wash! Get in the bath! And I've also thought about it. What if a human went into the car wash and took a bath? And I actually asked someone who built a car wash and they told me we would be dead. So please, people, do not go in the car wash and take a shower. But I was really concerned for myself. So anyway, there's a song, the car wash.
Yeah.
So now every time I'm forced to go to the car wash, now Sunday typically goes, or my dad or someone goes. I can't wait. I put this song on. And I'm like, okay, I'm Lola. Will Smith is dancing around and cleaning my car. We can do this. It is 5 minutes of your life. You can do this. You can get through this.
I'm so glad that Lola inspires you.
I don't go to the car wash though. I avoid it. I mean, now I have found you. I could be like, hey, can you just take my car to the car wash? I can't do it. I'm like really bad.
Oh my god, I like, never knew that.
You didn't know. No. I'm so scared. I cried in the middle of a car wash.
Aww.
Like, so when during undergrad, I'm really getting off topic here, but during undergrad, I had to go to the car wash because I had to go someone in my car. But where I lived, it was really dusty. So, like, and I had a white car. So,
Oh God. So
like, it was pretty much, they wanted me to clean the car so that they could actually take good pictures. I had no choice but to go to the car wash because I lived in an apartment with a wash of cars. And Sunny and I had been dating officially. I was like 3 or 4 months at this point. I just started crying. I broke down crying, held up a line. And I was like, you need to cut. And like, this is how I know you're not allowed to go in the car wash as a human, because you could die. Uh-huh. So pretty much what happened, they had stopped the whole car wash for me and dry it down enough where Sunny could walk into the car and like, get me out of it. So I hopped over to the passenger side to get me out of the car.
No way.
Yeah. So after that, ooh, I've been told, yeah, it was really bad. And they do like, that car wash is inspired by Shark Tale. So it has like all the characters around. And then you get to take a picture at the end. I was like, this is it. We're done.
Oh my
God. Never am I washing. So that's why.
Thank God I've never taken you to wash my car then.
No, I can do it with you as a passenger.
Oh, okay.
I just can't drive.
As a driver? Okay.
No, I can
good
do it.
Good to know.
No. I've been desensitized by that. So we go to Costco quite frequently. I go with Sunny.
Good to know. Okay.
But I do blast, like, welcome to the car. Or I start singing. But now I'm gonna I really wanna go to Costco with us. Like, we need to go together. And I want you to, like, us to do, like, you wanna tell me what it is?
Mine's Lola.
Alright, people. Back to this. Two more. So far, we're doing good. You haven't gotten anything warm yet. Oh, one, three. You have to make, for hackers to make it warm. Alright. Nate, what you do? I don't know what you do. You leave at 5, you're home at 10, 7 days a week. I live with a ghost. I don't know anything about you. This sounds like us early on.
Oh, God.
You've seen this movie.
Give me a hint. I don't remember that.
I've never seen this movie. I want to say this movie was filmed for Wanted or Gone in 60 Seconds. Because this movie, she worked with this director for another movie.
Oh, lordy.
I think she played a Brit.
She played a Brit?
I think so. I've never seen this movie, so. Do you want me to look it up?
No,
look it up.
And I don't know what movie it is. What is it?
Please hold, people.
Please hold.
That's why I didn't put it in my charades on, because I haven't seen the movie.
I'm literally, like, going through my repertoire right now. Hey, if any NG fans are watching and you already know the answer, put it down in the comments.
I'm trying to find my
guess.
see how many people beat me on this one.
Oh, God, great. I feel like you just watched it, too. So, CIA agent. There's a CIA agent in it. She's a wife. She seduces someone. This is really bad. I shouldn't have chosen this because I've never.
It's not salt, is it?
No, it's not salt. I've seen salt.
Honestly, I don't know.
Margaret.
What? No, I've never seen that movie.
The Good Shepherd?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you've never seen The Good Shepherd?
No, that's why I don't know it. That's why I don't know it.
Oh. Girl, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, that was no wonder I didn't.
Because I've never seen it either. Okay. All right.
Hard choice. Okay, so that's...
A worm. Four. All right. This one I hope you've seen.
Which
one? Reverend, I appreciate everything you're doing. And everything you said, but I'm not a mission. I just want my son. I don't think she has an accent, right?
Changeling?
Does she have an accent on that movie?
No.
I just wanted to add one.
Once you said, I want my son home, I'm like, yeah, that's a changeling.
Okay, what's her name? It's a very common name.
Starts with a C. Oh my God, why are you stumping me? I hate being.
I know, you haven't remembered her names lately.
I know, and I don't know why. It's because it's one of the movies I haven't watched a lot. Changeling. It's not.
It's Christine.
Christine Collins.
Yeah.
Once you tell me now, I know.
Alright, so fun factor. Do you like movie, not like movie? What's up?
The movie's okay, but fun fact though, I have family, I have loved ones. That live by
this movie?
That live by the street where all of that actually happened. All the Wineville murders.
Murder?
Yeah, that street has history. Kids were actually murdered in they were murdered in chicken coops. So yeah.
As you can see, I only watch movies that intrigue my interest. My inner therapist. That did not.
That was fun.
Alright. Hold on, we're not done yet.
I wish I would have done better.
So you did 4. You only missed 4. Out of 31.
Not terrible. Let me just calculate. Hey, if you guys were answering or guessing with me, again, let me know. See how many you guys guessed.
Yes, I am married to a
How many Angie fans are out there too? How many people join me on this? I'm interested in knowing how many fans she has out there.
Probably a lot. Megan. You got an 89%. Not bad. I think Angie would be proud.
Almost an A.
Alright. So tell us who you're dressed up as. What character?
So, my outfit today and my hair, although not straight, I kind of gave you guys a hint on accident.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was that?
That I wanted to grow my hair super long. Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Lady Lara Croft.
All right, you don't know what I'm dressed up as. So, I did my only hair. Clothes, I'm not allowed to wear. You know?
Who? Jane?
No.
Who?
Julia from Original Sin. Her hair is exactly like this. And I have a picture.
Oh.
Rudest me.
Ah, I like it.
It's not a very appropriate
movie
for our people, so we'll just
keep it PG.
That's why it's just between the two of us. But if you've seen the movie, you should know that she does her hair like this a lot throughout the movie. Ah. Yeah, that's why I said my hair was perfect because I have the long havoc curls on today.
Yo, this homie right here, this girl of mine,
hair goals. Oh my god, hair goals. All right, so this was a fun episode.
I liked it. That was fun. That was fun.
So let's do a birthday message to Angie. I will go first because you will be here all day with me. So, Miss Jolie, happy birthday. It's 47th birthday, right? Yeah. Happy 47th birthday. You are hair goals, lip goals. Girl, God, tell me how that is. Mommy goals. You have brought us together through Maleficent. Apparently, we are animals thanks to Original Sin. And I think that's all of my movies that I watched. I mean, I love Shark Tales. I listen to the music now to go through a car wash. There are a lot of problems in my life, people. If you want to get to know me, check me out on Life is American Born Days. But anyway, I'll let you take it from here.
Oh, God.
Everybody get your pillows and blankets and everything because we're going to be here for a while.
Hi, Angie. I just wanted to go ahead and wish you as well a very, very happy, beautiful, and blessed birthday. I hope that it's awesome. Hope that it's amazing. Know that you're kick-ass. You're one of the best actresses out there. Thank you for all the humanitarian work that you do. Thank you for inspiring so many of us to just be better versions of ourselves, to be strong, to be that Lara Croft that you have put on the screen for us. To be that Athena, to show our vulnerability and our strength at the same time. Just, I hope you're surrounded by love and a lot of awesome stuff. And just happy birthday, my fellow June queen. And just remember, goddesses are born in June.
All right, peoples. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. We probably won't be as Angie-ish. And, yeah. Good? Can you say anything else to her? It's your one and only chance. All right, peeps. Thank you for joining us. I hope you guys were entertained. We try to keep it light and fun this month. Next week's topic is going to be fun as well, but it's a little more controversial. Mm-hmm. You guys will get to see Isabel the Dark Fae actually next week and what her thoughts are on a topic that I'm very passionate about, but I think you are more passionate than I am now because you have had a lot of friends and family that have been.
And it's actually going to show you guys what it truly means to be a dark fae. And I think it'll debunk a lot of things about fairies like myself. So it's going to be a good one, guys. Stay tuned.
And be sure to check out Hello from the Moors. And Life as an American Born Thesey. This is the final month of my glass house. Starting July, it will be our glass house. And you are actually in one part of my glass house. I have two glass houses. Love our it. Glass house and then mine and Sunny's glass house.
Love it.
So Diaval is calling you. You need to go back to the Moors. Bye.
Today's conversation may be over, but Desi Girl and I will be back next week with some more fun discussions for you. Silent Warrior Chronicles will be waiting for you for another Talk With Us Tuesdays, same time, same place. We'll see you there, warriors. Bye!